Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Cree. My friends, you know, I know I've been getting back into doing the video appearances again, but I've been out and about pretty much all day today. And I don't want to go a whole day without producing a show for y'all because I love doing this. I love talking with you. I love expressing ideas in the community. Well, one thing I really wanted to discuss with you guys was the idea of risk. I'm actually going through a change in my life right now. I'll go into more detail as time goes on, but I'm probably going to end up moving again in about a month or so. And I'm going to be starting a new job. I'm going to be doing things differently. And it all stems back to the idea of no risk, no reward. It's very easy for us to want to play life safe. It's very easy for us to take risks that aren't rational. It's very easy for us to get caught up in the idea of wanting security. You know, it's very funny to me how we're taught to do the exact opposite of what works in life. We're taught by people, oh, just get married, or hey, you shouldn't invest in women, when a lot of times we invest in women only to have that be thrown back in our faces later and we don't get the return that we were promised or the return we expected. And a lot of us, we won't take ourselves out to a nice fancy dinner. Well, we'll take a woman out to a nice fancy dinner. We won't invest in ourselves. We won't take a risk on ourselves. We won't take a risk on a new career. We'll take a risk on a woman any day of the week because we want to. We want to risk. We want to find any semblance of love, even if we know it's fake, even if we know we can't find it or we're not likely to find it. Because let's face it, we're not. I'm going to cut through it. I'm not going to tell you, gentlemen, hey, just look at the right places. Find the one. That's all bullshit. All lies meant to manipulate and exploit you. Gentlemen, we as men, we need to take risks, especially when we're in our 20s, our 30s. Even if you've gone through a divorce and you're trying to reinvent yourself, this is your chance to take risk. This is your chance to get back, not only to better yourself, but to prove that success is the ultimate form of revenge. Because let's face it, gentlemen, we as men, we're not taught to have self-esteem. No, we're taught that we need to make the woman feel secure. We're taught that we need to make the people around us' lives easier, not ours. The idea, a notion of being a good man has nothing to do with helping yourself and everything to do with helping others. Yesterday, we talked about how the adult toy industry is a whole nother way for men to be compared to technology, not only to other men, but to technology. And then we wonder why men are measuring up and men's self-esteem is in the toilet. The male self-deletion rate is through the roof. We wonder why these things happen. It's because there are not enough men who are mentors, who are telling other men who are young and old alike, who are going through phases, because life is nothing but phases. We're going through phases of development or even redevelopment, renovation in their midlife, quarter life, third quarter life crisis. My friends, I don't try to downplay the painful decisions and painful existences that most of us men have. Make no mistake about it. I know you don't want to see yourself as a victim, and I'm not telling you to become a participant in the victim Olympics. No, not by any means. But don't ever try to downplay how hard your life is, how much you have to struggle to get the things you want, even the bare minimum in this life. Never let anybody try to tell you that you have life on easy mode, you have male privilege, you have all these things. It is a lie from the pits of hell. Don't believe these demons who tell you these things. They are liars, and they want nothing more than to become leeches and take from you, to benefit off of your hard work. Don't let them do it to you. My friends, fearing the unknown is something that I suffer from a lot. I'll be honest with you guys. I suffer from the fear of the unknown, being anxious about what's to come, what I can't control. And it's because that type of struggle is something that I suffer from that I have a large amount of sympathy for men who struggle with that and with other struggles that I myself am not completely in tune with. But my friends, you want to know how I overcome the fear of the unknown? You want to know how I overcome uncertainty and how I cut through the bullshit and how we can focus on the risk and the reward and realizing that there's so much out here, whether it's women, whether it's wealth, whether it's bettering your health, there's so much out here to be had. And it is your life and it is your opportunity to take life by the cojones and to take it. I'm not just trying to sound inspirational. Anybody can sound inspirational, but not everybody can give you an incentive. Because this is the only life you're going to have, as far as I know anyway. So why would you want to compete with technology and with other men to try to appease people who are insatiable? Women are like black holes. They suck in all the light. They're insatiable creatures. I preach surrogacy in my book, Biblical Bachelor, which is out both audiobook and hard copy. I talk about it because that is what I plan to do and that is what I'm going to do. Not because women are evil, but because I'm not going to deal with the bullshit. I'm cutting it all out. I'm using money to avoid the BS. I'm not letting other people get one over on me to make other people happy whom I don't care about or whose opinions are fleeting. I'm sick of living my life for other people, gentlemen. To me, that's not a risk worth the reward. A risk worth the reward is me investing in myself, investing in my ventures, investing in this community. To me, that's what's valuable. So that's where I'm putting my time. What's valuable to you in your life that you've maybe put on the back burner because other people told you not to care about it? You put it on the back burner because people didn't, you had to put other people first, whether it be kids, a spouse, a girlfriend, an ailing parent. Let me know. Let guys in the comments know. How did you get through it? What were some strategies you had? Because my friends, this is a life that is a marathon. And so many of us, we live our life in reverse. We try to do everything for everybody else, only for them to not care about it, only for them to take it for granted, only for them to not appreciate it the way it's meant to be appreciated. And then we look back and we're thinking to ourselves, damn, I could have taken this risk and it could have paid off. I could have made this investment and it could have paid off. I could have done this differently and this could have turned out like this. I don't want you to be in that position. I want you to take all those risks because even if you fail, you learn something. Not trying is the worst thing you can do, and I've been in that situation. Let me tell you something right now. I have been in that position where I was paralyzed by fear, paralyzed by the unknown, and I let it ruin me. I let it set me back. I let it get in my way. I was my own worst enemy. My friends, do not ever let that be you. And if that is you right now, there are ways to stop it. Number one way to stop it is to tell yourself that you can do it. Might not be the first try. Might not be the second try. But you can and will do it if you refuse to give up. In the words of Babe Ruth, one of my favorite baseball players. I'm not a big sports guy. But Babe Ruth is one of my heroes when I was a little kid and I first learned about him. One of my favorite quotes from him is, "It's hard to beat the guy who doesn't give up." So don't give up on your dreams. Don't let people be dream killers and take your dreams away from you. Don't let a woman tell you that you can't do something or that you should do this or you ought to do that. No, my friends. Do not make it a prerogative in your life to be a, quote, good man. That is how you get exploited and used. And it's time for you to stand up for yourself. It's all about taking the risks that will lead to reward. And risk doesn't just mean going to the casino. It doesn't just mean asking out any girl on the street and try to spin, you know, run game. To me, that's a waste of time. You need to be out here being willing to take risks that can pan off in big ways, but they're going to take years of hard work to get through. Living for fulfillment, not just excitement. Not taking what you can get because it's available, but striving for what you want because it's worth chasing, because it's your dreams won't chase you back. That's what you got to focus on. Focus on the long term. Take the risks that will lead you to win down the road, not just ones that will help you win now. Focus on the next 20 years, not the next 2 days, 2 months, 2 years. I'm not just trying to sound preachy here, guys. I'm really not. I'm just trying to get it across because this is what... I could tell somebody needed to hear this today. Somebody's having a bad time, going through hell. They feel like they're alone, and they need to hear this today. I can feel it in my soul. Somebody who loves this show, they needed to hear this message today, that they need to take that leap, take that chance, take that opportunity that's right in front of them that they're afraid to take. I know you're out there. Like, and I can tell it in my soul that you need to hear this. Well, here's your nudge. You can do it. The fact that you've even considered it, as soon as you write it down, as soon as you've taken the step, you're already halfway there. You can do it. Let me know if you're that one person that I felt needed to hear this today. Because if you are, you're out there, let me know. Let me know I'm not out of touch. My friends, please let other guys in the comments know what risks you've taken, how they've planned out, how you got around and dealt with failure, how you turned your failure into a success. Because younger guys or guys who are reinventing themselves, they need to hear this. This is how we continue. This is how we do not allow other people to put us in a box. Let ourselves put ourselves in a genie bottle for someone else to rub so we grant their wishes. This is what we must avoid. And this is what I want you to take away from the show today. No risk, no reward. No investment in yourself, no payout. My friends, in the meantime, I encourage you to think for yourself. Let me know in the comments what you thought. Give me ideas or what you want to hear more about, because at the end of the day, I'm always open to new ideas, researching new things. And if you're that one person that I know need to hear this today, let me know who you are. I want to be there for you. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.